Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, March 3, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. Wall Street ends lower as Apple and Tesla retreat. Oil prices fall further ahead of OPEC Plus meet. Reliance Jio emerges top bidder in Spectrum auction. Ircon International OFS kicks off today. An MTR Tech IPO to open for subscription today. Now the news in detail. In the overnight session, Wall Street ended lower, pulled down by losses in Apple and Tesla. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.46%, the S&P 500 lost 0.81%, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.69%. Meanwhile, in Asia, the stocks were trading marginally higher as investors shrugged off concerns that stocks may have rallied too far too fast in the past year and focused instead on optimism that more imminent US stimulus will energize the global economic recovery. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.6%, South Korea's Kospi index added 0.3%, while Japan's Topix index was flat. Tracking cues from global peers, domestic markets look set to open higher for the third day in a row, although gains are likely to be meek. At 7:15 a.m., Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange were up 23 points, indicating a flat to positive start for Dalal Street. That apart, the oil prices were soft on expectations that OPEC Plus producers will ease supply curbs at their meeting later this week as economies start to recover from the coronavirus crisis. US WTI crude was down 0.57% at $59.41 a barrel, while Brent futures fell 1.68% to $62.62 a barrel. Now a look at the stock-specific developments that are likely to sway the market today. Rakesh Radhesham Jhunjhunwala and his firm Rare Investments on Tuesday offloaded shares worth nearly Rs. 65 crore in Ion Exchange India Limited through open market transactions. India's first auction of telecom spectrum in 5 years ended on Tuesday with Rs. 77,814.80 crore of airwaves being acquired, mostly by billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Jio, which picked up 488.35 MHz of spectrum for Rs. 57,122.65 crore. Bharti Airtel acquired 355.45 MHz spectrum at Rs. 18,698.75 crore and Vodafone Idea acquired 11.80 MHz for Rs. 1,993.40 crore. The offer for sale for up to 16% government stake at a floor price of Rs. 88 per share in Railway PSU Ircon will open on Wednesday. The base issue size of the OFS is 10% with a greenshoe option to retain oversubscription of 6%. Jayaprakash Power Ventures Board has approved disinvestment of 74% stake in JP Power Grid to Power Grid Corporation of India. Bank of Baroda on Tuesday said it has closed the qualified institutional placement round, which was conducted to raise up to Rs. 4500 crore. Lastly, the Rs. 596 crore issue by MTAR Technologies will hit the primary market today. The IPO has been priced in the band of Rs. 574 to 575 per share. On Tuesday, the company raised Rs. 179 crore from anchor investors ahead of its share sale. Most analysts covering the issue have assigned a subscribe rating to the IPO. That's all we have for you here today. For more news on markets, business, politics, sports, and more, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.